Welcome back to Married with Children, the podcast. It is just myself and my lovely and beautiful and ultra-talented wife in studio tonight. No Facebook Live.
No so Alex.
So I could edit out all the nice things I say about you in this. So.
Yeah, you probably do.
But no, I do have my lovely and beautiful wife in studio with me. Excited. It's Easter weekend. Had the day off today.
Yeah.
We did a little bit of work to get some things ready for the upstairs of the house, some trim work. I went and got a new tattoo.
Yeah.
Kind of hung around the house. It's been a pretty good day.
Yeah. I mean, it's nasty and rainy here, so, and it's gotten colder, so it's a day to work inside or at least not outside for
or
sure.
Go to Beauty from Ashes and get a tattoo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you could do that too.
Shout out to my assistant principals who bought me the gift certificate for my birthday that paid for my tattoo, so I appreciate them. I appreciate Martha McCoskey at Beauty from Ashes Tattoo for the sweet piece that she did, and obviously I always love being down there and just the fun that I have while I get inked. So
yeah.
Before we get into the show, I do want to address that and something I knew, but it's been announced publicly, so I can talk about it a little bit here. But I want to give a huge shout out to AP and BJ. From the Smugcast, they are going to end at 140 episodes, and I just want to give those guys a huge shout out because they've been really good to us, especially Aaron in getting us, AP in getting us kind of up and running and helping us with stuff. They made the trip down here to be on our show. They're a big reason why we started podcasting. So I know that all good things have to come to an end, and I know that, you know, AP's got some things going on that are going to be taking some of his time up. But shout out to them for 140 episodes. You know, we've said it on all of our shows before, most podcasts that are started don't make it more than five episodes. So they're at 140. We are at, this is 58 for us today,
oh,
I believe.
Wow. Okay.
So we still got some catching up to do.
Yeah, a lot.
But an impressive run by those guys, and shout out to them, and I can't wish them anything but the best. So
now I just don't know who you're going to call when you have questions.
Well, I'll still call AP.
Still think he'll be able to help you?
Yeah, he'll still be able to help me. He'll still fix what I mess up.
Okay,
so.
I was going to say, because he was our go-to guy.
Absolutely. He will still take care of me, that I know. Before we get any farther in, speaking of Beauty from Ashes, they are one of our sponsors, so let's go ahead and play our sponsors here. Looking for a new tattoo? Looking for a professional piercer to add to your body art? There's no reason to drive to Indy or Louisville. Just visit Beauty from Ashes Tattoo Parlor in Crothersville, Indiana. Beauty from Ashes is located just past the Dollar General on Highway 31. Stop in and check out the amazing work done by all four artists at the shop. Each artist has a unique and personal style, but all do amazing work. The shop is family friendly, so don't hesitate to bring your kids or loved ones with you when you stop by to get some ink. Check out all the artists' work on their Facebook page and book an appointment today with either Kyle, Martha, Billy, or Lily. You won't be disappointed. Beauty from Ashes Tattoo Parlor, Crothersville, Indiana. Miller's Termite and Pest Control is the only place you need to look for pest control. Don't get roped into contracts or high prices with the big companies. Reach out to someone who cares about you. They can handle any problem from termites, bed bugs, ants, spiders, etc. They also do lawn care. Where else can you keep the bugs out of your house and your yard looking sharp? Reach out to them today on Facebook at Miller's Termite and Pest Control. Email at pest_n_peace@yahoo.com or by phone at 812-767-5657. We've all heard horror stories about insurance companies and insurance agents. Let me tell you about my family's agent, Tommy Taylor. Tommy is an agent at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and is a multi-line agent that can keep all your insurance in one place. Why is a dedicated agent so important? When you have the unexpected occur, you'd much rather know the person on the other end of the phone. Contact info for Tommy, 812-372-4483 at extension 2447, or look him up on Facebook at Tommy Taylor, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Don't be another horror story. Stop knocking on wood and relying on a 1-800 number. Trust Tommy Taylor today. Okay, so I've got a couple different things here that I've pulled together for today's episode. So I'm going to give you some categories. One thing is kind of about music. I'm going to leave the music for later. So you got two choices here.
Okay.
Parenting or marriage and relationships?
Parenting.
Okay, we'll start with parenting. This is from BuzzFeed, and this is 29 of the toughest parenting questions answered. So they asked parents where they stood on these questions. So I want to see if you can kind of guess, A, where you think the majority of people landed.
Okay.
And then discuss where we stand as parents and, okay. and why we kind of stand there. So okay. the first one is, who do you love most, meaning your spouse or your kids? Where do you think the majority of people that were surveyed fell?
I would say their kids.
Okay. Where would you say you fell?
Kids.
And I've told you that up front. I love I love our two boys. I mean, I love you a lot. But when those two boys came along, that was a whole different kind of love.
Right.
The crazy thing to me is it was 11% your partner or your husband,
okay.
wife, 19% your kids, 70% said they can't compare. It's a different kind of love. And I agree, it's a different right. kind of love. And maybe this is mean. I don't take it mean when you say you love your kids right. more than me. I would hope you do.
But it's like they I mean, is that a, I think how it's is like that a choice? That's like a cop-out,
yeah,
I think.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's a cop-out because...
I think it's like, it's like if I'm on a test and it's like A or B and I put C, either or. I mean, like, you can't do that.
I mean, I don't want this to sound the wrong way. I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, is it even... I mean, I know you love me, and I know you love me a lot, but is it even really close for you?
No, I wouldn't say... I mean, no, I don't think so.
Like, it's not a hard question.
I mean, because... I mean, I think anybody would do... I don't know. I mean, like, I was going to say anybody would do anything for their kid, and I think you would say the same thing about your spouse, but, I mean, yes, I agree with them that it's a different kind of love, but I think that that's just something that they're like... I just can't believe that many people said that.
Yeah.
Like, that must have been like, or...
And the 11% that say they love their partner more than their kids, I can't figure out at all.
Well, their kids must...
be awful.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because here's the other thing I think, and this will sound awful, but it sounds bad, but, you know, people get divorced and replace the love of a partner.
Right.
I don't know that you ever replace the love of a
right.
child.
No, I would agree with that.
I mean, so to me, that's where the line is kind of drawn.
Yeah.
I didn't want that to sound like I thought I could just
I'm
replace
replaceable.
You quickly. So I thought that one was kind of a cop-out because to me, it's not even close. I mean, like I said, I love you a ton, and I would still have you up there.
Well, but here's what I think is, like, I just can't get away from the fact that many people, 70 some percent, said it's different. Like, I just think that it's like, if I'm asking the question to you and said, who do you love more, your spouse or your kids? And it's like, I guess if the person kind of sat there for a second, did they say, or is it just different? And they're like, oh yeah, it's just different. I mean, like, how did they come up with that third category?
I can't answer
you know,
that.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't see the survey.
I know. I feel like it's like a Family Feud, and I'm like, there is no way that's everybody picks that, or 70% pick it. I don't know. Next.
All right. To spank or not to spank?
I would say the majority would say not to spank.
Okay. And we don't.
No, we haven't.
I mean, we do timeout, but and we do timeout. But to be honest, and I think our youngest, even though he's only going to be a year, I think he's going to try us a lot more.
Yeah.
Alan really does it. I know he tries you more.
That's what I think is, I was as a kid. I mean, I like whenever I got in trouble and like in big trouble. But I mean, I'm not saying that I'm totally like I'm against it at all. But Alan is just really... I mean, I don't know. For me, at least, and maybe other people when they would see him maybe would disagree. I don't know. But I think that even me just sending him to his chair gets the response that I need.
And he pushes you more than he pushes me.
Yeah, he does.
I don't really care. I mean, I think to each their own. I just don't think it's something we've had to use.
Yeah, I just don't know that we've been pushed to that point. Yeah.
Okay.
But what was the majority?
Oh, it was 50-50.
Really?
Yeah, it was 50-50.
That kind of surprises me.
is public shaming good parenting? So, like, you've seen the thing, like, where a kid bullies somebody and they make them stand on the corner with the sandwich board saying, I'm a bully or whatever. So, do you think public shaming of your child is good parenting? And then where do you think the majority lands?
I mean, I think sometimes the majority, I would say they would say no, that it's not good parenting. And I think, I think that that's probably taken maybe a little too far.
And I would agree. I think that, I think you can put your child in situations, like, let's say that.
Like, I don't mind, like, doing something to, like, teach them a lesson, even, you know, something that may embarrass them or what, you know, to teach them
Like, for instance, let's say, I'll use this as an example because it happened to my dad and mom when they still lived at their old house. Let's say somebody went out and bashed mailboxes. Like, I would have no problem taking my son if he did that, and he's going to be right there on the road where he did it, putting a new mailbox in.
Right.
Like, I think that is fine. But to just stand out and say, I like to bash mailbox, I don't know that that teaches the lesson that repairing it and replacing it does.
I agree.
This one, it was 74% said no, it is not good parenting, and they prefer not to scar their kids for life. The other one said absolutely, it's a lesson they'll never forget. But I think it all depends on what they did. But I think there's more subtle ways to get that point across.
I would think there would be almost more resentment. You know, I mean, like, if it's like a parent made you do that, and it's like, okay, I mean, you may or may not have learned your lesson, but you probably despise your parents more because of it, for making you do that.
Yeah, I
I mean, I don't know that it teaches the lesson that...
And I think it really depends on what the student did.
Yeah.
What the child did. All right, next up, and that, like I said, that was 74% said no, 26% yes. Breast or bottle?
What does the majority say? What do you mean? Is best?
Yes. Or what they prefer. How do you feed your baby was the question.
I don't know.
The best thing is underneath it says 100% of the respondents fed their children.
No way. That's what it said. Oh, well, I hope so. I don't know. Because I think breastfeeding is, I don't know if I would, because I don't know about kids, you know, 20 years ago, but I would say, I want to say bottle. I'll say bottle feed.
Bottle feed was actually only 15%.
Really?
41% said breast, and 44% said a combination.
Okay.
So that was, that one I can understand.
I can understand that.
That as being an option more than the first one.
I agree. And that's what I think that, I don't know if I would say that the hospitals push that more than, and I, like I said, I don't know, but I mean, obviously that was always encouraged, I guess, when we had our kids.
Yeah. Do you share photos of your kids online? Obviously for us, that's a yes.
I mean,
we put our photos up there. So where do you think that falls? Because I think this is a total BS answer. But I'll tell you this. There's three categories.
Of course.
No, never. Yes, all the time. Or only on special occasions.
Okay. Like what it, I would say, what do most people do? I don't know. I would say, do if you said it's like a BS answer, did they say no, never?
Well, 14% said no, never.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is BS. 29% say all the time, which, again, I think that depends on what you consider all the time. I would say that I would put us in the all the time category, but I'm not posting a picture of my kid every day. But then the other one is 57% on special occasions. Like, I don't think we post. I think we just post them when we have a good picture of them or something. Like, it's not like, I only post Christmas photos.
Right.
Or, so that's where I
don't
think
post.
It's,
I don't post too much. I don't feel like, but I do think that there are some people that, that I see that like post like on Facebook, and they'll post like 40 pictures, and it's not even like 40 pictures of like their birthday, you know, like a special occasion. It's just literally like 40 pictures in the month of, or the week of, you know, April, whatever.
We went outside, did a photo shoot.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like there's, and I'm like, dude, you don't have to post all those pictures, because it's all like the same, you know, 40 pictures of you sitting in your parents' living room.
But you know what? Talking about that, I've never heard of this. I was listening to the Smutcast the other day, and they had Red Flag Comedy on there, and the people from Red Flag Comedy, two of them work in bars. They're bartenders.
Okay.
And they work in bars that do really high-end cocktails, like craft cocktails. Mm-hmm. And they talked about Instagram influencers, you know, people who have so many followers that they push products or things and get paid for that. They said there is a group of Instagram influencers in Indianapolis that will come out to the bars, especially like on Sunday morning brunches or special things.
Yeah.
And order craft cocktails and get pictures taken with them for their Instagram, but never drink them. They will leave them on the table after they've gotten all their shots they want.
No way.
And leave because they don't actually like alcohol, or they're afraid the alcohol will, you know, throw off their diet or whatever else they're doing. But they want to appear to their followers that they go out and have a good time and do all this
really?
Stuff. Yeah. So he said, I'll spend.
Well, heck, I'd follow those people around and just drink their free beverage.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's kind of,
you know,
where
I mean?
I was
it's
at.
Like, if they don't drink it, okay, well, you take your picture and leave, and I'll drink it for you.
Yeah, one of the guys was like, I spend 3 to 5 minutes on these fancy cocktails and look over, and they haven't been touched.
Wow.
Just to
that
take
would
pictures.
That would be frustrating.
So, all right, so now this is the next one. How good of a parent do you think you are? And here's the choices.
What's the...
The best, I could be better, pretty average.
I would say it depends on the day. And I would never say that I'm the best, but I would say it probably fluctuates between average and could be better. I would say day to day.
See, I disagree with you. But we'll get to that on the next question. I would put me as probably I could be better.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that for me is my job.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of time away. I think I'm really good when I'm here. I just think that I struggle still with the balance of my job and being here enough. But so now this is the better one.
No, well, what?
23% said they're the best. 28% said I
mean,
could,
how do you even do that?
28% said I could be better. 49% said pretty average.
Okay.
Now this is the one I really want to know. How good of a parent do you think your partner is? They could be better, the best, pretty average.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say the best, and that's not a knock on you. I think that, yeah, looking at me like that. No, I would say, I mean, I don't want to sound mean, but I would say could be better, but I do think that part of that may be because of your job. I mean, like Alan just is so, and I say Alan just because Alex, he's just kind of hanging out, but I mean, I don't know. I would say could be better, but I do agree with you that when you're here, Alan always loves hanging out with you and being upstairs if you're upstairs, or in the garage when you're in the garage, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's kind of my shadow.
Yeah, he really is.
I know you're going to disagree with me, which I'm glad I got to go second since you put me, it could be better. I really do think you're the best, and I'm not saying that to just like, oh, look at me, I'm sucking up. I really
you
do.
You make me feel bad now.
Well, you should feel bad. No, I really do think you are because, and this is the whole deal. Yes, I think it fluctuates day to day, but because of my job and because of the responsibilities that I have and the time away I have, you balance two kids a lot. You get them fed. You get them, you know, I'm really, and this sounds awful. I love both boys. I'm really good with Alan. You give me Alan.
Right.
Alan and I can roll.
Yeah.
You give me both, it's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Like the other day, yesterday, whenever I ran to get dinner.
Yeah, and Alan and I were in the middle of a big Mario game, and the little one wouldn't stop screaming or crawling over things or trying to go down the staircase or whatever else. So, yeah, I really do. I think you're the best. I truly, truly do. And there's a lot of things I could do to help you. So I would absolutely put you as the best.
Oh, well, thanks.
23% of the people that responded said that they thought their spouse could be better, which would put me in that with you. 34% said that their spouse was the best, which That'd be where I put you.
Okay.
And then 43% said pretty average. So all of the respondents, though, saw their spouse as a better parent than they saw themselves, except for me. You saw me as the same as you.
Oh, God. I'll never hear the end of that one.
At what age do you think it is appropriate for a kid to get a cell phone, their own cell phone? Here's your choices. Kindergarten.
No. Oh, my gosh. That would be Alan.
When they can pay for it. Fifth grade. Not until high school.
I don't know. I would say probably middle school or high school would be my thought.
Fifth grade's a weird one for me. Because
I think fifth grade's still young.
I would probably say, which we don't have sixth grade in our middle school. I would probably say sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Once they start doing things where you're not with them all the time. 1% said kindergarten. 13% said when they can pay for it. 34% said fifth grade. 52% said not until high school. I don't know who they surveyed.
But how many are not getting phones until high school?
Yeah, they may all be saying, yeah, I don't think any kid should get one until high school. But they're buying their kid their cell phone in fifth grade.
Yes.
Because there is very, very few kids who come to high school and
I would
just
say
now
most,
get their cell phone.
Exactly. I would say if you went down to the middle school, I would say most middle school kids had it.
Yeah, I
mean,
agree.
I would say, I don't know, 70 or 80% had it. Would be my guess.
Okay, so how about this? Co-sleeping, meaning having your child in bed with you. Yes or no? Do you think, yes, it's a beautiful thing? No, it's dangerous? Or whatever gets us the most sleep? And I think this is more talking about when they're...
little?
Way young. You know what I mean?
Like Alex age?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, maybe not even that young.
Because
I
wouldn't say it's talking about like your four-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dangerous wouldn't fit.
Yeah, you're right.
Fit.
I would say no. I mean, I guess no, it's dangerous. I guess would probably be accurate. I wouldn't get much sleep if Alex was sleeping with me. Just for the fact of, I think maybe I would guess I would be thinking of the whole dangerous part, like just afraid that I would roll over or you would roll over or something, you know, to where something would happen or he would roll over or roll off the bed or something silly like that. Like, I think I would say no. I guess I would say no, it's dangerous. I mean, I would say no for sure. I mean, Alex has never really slept with us unless, you know, he's come in, you know, early in the morning and fallen asleep or whatever. But
no, I agree. And it's something we've never really done.
Right.
I mean, even Alan never really slept in bed with us until the last year or two. And we have slumber parties.
Well,
and
heck, even now, his slumber party, he'd rather go to his bed.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me. He likes to stay up late and watch TV, you know, laying in our bed. And then he's like, okay, I'm ready to go to bed. And I'm like, go for it, dude.
All right. Kids and screen time. I don't allow screen time at all. I'm cool with it. Computers are the future. I set limits and schedule time for devices.
Well, obviously, I can't say no because we definitely let Alan have screen time and that kind of stuff. I don't remember all the choices. I would say we set a limit. I mean, we try to set a limit. I guess some days
we're probably way above.
Are, and you know, some days it depends on. I mean, as bad as it may sound, it depends on what I have to do. Because it's better now with Alex that I can, you know, tell Alan he's got to put that away and he's not up my behind because he's bored. He can at least play with Alex.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that may sound awful, but before it was like, I got to get something done. So it's fine if he's playing, you know, his Switch or whatever. But now at least I can, even if he's not doing it, he's still, you know, playing or doing something because he's playing with Alex. So it's a little bit, you know, more distracting for him.
2% said they don't allow screen time at all. 26% said they're cool with it. And 72% said they set limits.
I mean, and it obviously doesn't say what kind of limits, but I mean, I would say everybody has a limit, but I don't know. Heck, I don't even know about that because I think some of the kids that I have in class, they stay up playing whatever video game till 2 o'clock in the morning. That's why they want to sleep.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, like, I mean, agree. Like, and, you know, honestly, that some of it, I think sometimes some of that, especially with those kids, is some of the parents may not know that they're playing till that time. They think they're in bed. You know, I mean, so they think they went to bed at 10 o'clock, but yet they turned on their Xbox and is still playing. So I don't know.
Okay, so here is what another one. Do you kiss your kids on the lips? And here's your choices. I would, but they won't let me. Ooh, no. Or, of course.
I say, ooh, no.
Yeah, and I would, too. I agree.
I don't know.
Where do you think the majority fell?
I would, but they won't let me.
10% was I would, but they okay. won't let me. 40% was, ooh, no. And 50% was, of course.
I know that people do. Ugh. I always told Alan, especially when he was younger, I'm like, I said, I forget what I always told him, but I'm like, you can only kiss... maybe I can't remember what I ever ended up telling him. I wish I remembered now.
Yeah, that would have made this story.
That would have made it a way better story. No, I can't ever, because he would always, I think from, like, with Alan's defense, I think he would see, like, you give me a kiss on the lips, and then he would think that that's what you do. You know, which, I mean, I get, like, you see your parents do that, so you think that, you know, whenever you give your mom a kiss or whatever, that's what you do. And I'm like, no, it's just mom and dad's that do that. So, but he's obviously doesn't do that anymore. But I mean, I know that people do, but I would say, ooh, no. And that's probably literally the thought that popped into my head.
Okay. Have you ever caught yourself repeating something your parents said to you?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm trying to think of something off the top right now.
I can't think of an actual example, but I know that there are.
I guess I
there
know,
are things I've said.
I know something that I guess it wouldn't be something. It is something my dad said, but it was something my granddad always said. But like whenever you would fall or you would get hurt, and he would always just say, "Rub it."
Yeah, you just do say it a lot.
Rub it. Just rub it. Like that was what my granddad always said. So that would be one thing, but.
Okay. And I think this one's BS too, but I'm going to ask you, how do you deal with picky eaters? I'll accommodate them as long as they eat, or make one meal, they take it or leave it.
I kind of am a combination, I guess, but...
What? You can't add a third category
to
that question.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm going to pick. I'm just saying, I'm probably a combination.
You are, because you try and make things, and, you know, whether it's pull the hamburger out early
yes,
or do,
yes.
you know...
So I guess I would definitely be the I accommodate. And I try not to just be like, well, we're having whatever, and you can have chicken nuggets, which I do that sometimes... maybe a lot sometimes too. But yes, I like the other night we had spaghetti and I pulled some hamburger out before I put the spaghetti sauce on so Alan could have the hamburger. But I do usually try and make him eat or try a lot of the time some of the stuff if it's within reason. I mean, I like there's some things I think that we have that I'm like, I don't know that a 4-year-old will eat, but like spaghetti.
Like spaghetti is one you think that.
No, I think that he should.
No. What's something we have that you...
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess some of the stuff that we have with... number one, depending on how hot, like, because we like spicy stuff, so sometimes that is a factor for me. I don't know. Like, depending on what kind of sauces is on it.
So 35% says they accommodate. 65% says make one meal.
I would agree with that.
I think that's
no
BS.
Way.
I think a lot more people accommodate. Let's see what else we got here. Okay. Do you have, and this one's tough for us because, you know, obviously Alex is young, but do you have a favorite kid?
I would say no. I mean, and yes, I mean, obviously Alex is young, but it's like, I couldn't right now say that I would rather, I mean, I don't know, one over the other.
I could.
I know you, well, I know you could. You already said it earlier. Give me Alan.
Well, and it's just, I mean, I've never been a real baby person. And I think when it was Alan, it was like, oh, it's the only baby I have. I mean, but to me, Alan is at like the perfect age.
And right.
When I was at the dentist the other day, I was talking to Dr. Stuckwish, and he said like 4 to 8 is the best years you get. Because their personality's developing,
right.
They're interested, they're, you know, and so for me, yes, he would be my favorite. Now, the tables will turn when Alex is about 6
years, right.
And Alan's a butthole, and
he's too cool for us.
But this one came out, 14% said no, 32% said yes, and 54% said depends on the day.
Well, that's probably true. And I would say sometimes it depends on what I want to get done.
Yeah, I would
because
agree.
You know, I mean, like, and because sometimes it's better. Like Alex is fine because he can, if he's taking a nap, I guess number one, and I can get something done, and I don't know. So
I'll be really interested to see how you answer this one.
Okay,
how's your relationship with your partner? Now here's your choices.
Okay,
it was better before. Kids have brought us closer. It's the same.
I don't know. I would almost say kids has brought us closer for the fact of, I don't know that we don't like go out on dates and stuff as much, but I think that the times that we do, I think makes it more, I don't know.
Special.
Yeah. Special.
Yeah. I would say they have, I'd agree with you. And this is one where I would say it's different. The first question.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I do think it changes everything. I think before everything was about us, and like you said, we could go out anytime we wanted. I don't know that it was as special, but I think that's what, like we've talked before, I think that's why the podcast is so important. Like right now, it's 9:50 at night. Both boys are in bed. This is the, you know, the most conversation we get is a lot of times
yeah.
when the mic turns on. We get to talk to each other, and it's not about like all the crazy stuff going
right.
on. It's just we get to discuss things. And
right.
So it is different, but I agree with you. The times when we get to just go do things together, just us, are pretty special. So,
and I mean, obviously it's way different. I mean, we don't go out and stay out late. I mean, even some of the times, I guess, whenever we're on a date, half the time we're probably talking about one of the kids anyway.
I agree with that. All right, so this is the big question, and this
oh,
is
gosh.
One that's a debate in our household. So what's the ideal number of kids? Here are your choices.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, or more.
3 or more is the choice.
Yeah, that's the third choice.
Yeah, that's the big debate here with us. But, I mean, you know my answer with that, and I know your answer. I don't know what is. The top choice on there was probably 2.
14% said 1. 36% agreed with you and said 3 or more. 50% said 2.
Yeah.
2. Perfect. Ideal.
Everything changes when you have a third one, right?
Oh, yeah. The world's not made for 5 people. The world was made for 4.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so let's look here. I'm not obviously going to go through all of these because that actually was, you talked more there than I think you've talked on the last 12 podcasts combined.
Sorry.
No, it was good. So this is 57 highly effective conversation starters for couples.
Okay. So 57, yeah. We don't have time to go through all those.
No.
So you need to print, maybe want to print those off and give them to Nikki, though.
Ooh. Man, shots.
I'm just saying, if we do this date thing.
Oh, that's true. But the good thing is she doesn't listen to episodes she's not on, so she'll never know you said
yeah,
that.
That's true.
So, you're
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, as long as you don't tell her.
Well, actually, I do think she does, But considering her commute to work is only about 2 minutes,
yeah,
I think she's only on about episode 6. Because she only listens in her commute to work.
So it'll be like 2 years from now. She'll be like, hey.
Oh, it'll be like 10 years from now. So here's the first one. And I, this is more, I don't want you to think this in terms like when you think of gifts or you think of, you know, things that people can do for you, what makes you the happiest? So instead of just thinking about like, you know, my kids make me the happiest, what makes you the happiest from your partner?
What makes me the happiest from my partner?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really even know. I don't even know what type of answer I should think about.
Okay, so this says, the description here is, maybe she loves a personally written letter on her birthday. Maybe she wants a diamond necklace on your anniversary. You better find out ASAP.
I would say just little things I think would be, are mine. I mean, obviously I don't need a big diamond necklace or anything like that. But I would say, because I like when, you know, like in the middle of the day or in the morning that, you know, you just, you would text me or something and say, how's your day? Or, you know, what's going on or that kind of thing. So I would say just any of the little things like that, or, I would say is probably my favorite thing. I don't know. But definitely, and so, but you, I guess I would say that you have definitely got me, like, you've gotten me necklaces and you've gotten me, you know, different things for our anniversary or whatever. And so obviously I appreciate those and those. So I guess when that happens, it's very thoughtful and appreciated. But I mean, I'm good with just kind of the little things, like throughout the day or whatever.
Okay. So text messages over diamonds and.
Yeah, you're good. I'll take free.
All right.
What would you say?
You know, for me, honestly, what makes me, and this is going to sound like a total cheese answer, and I get it, and people are going to say I'm full of it. Honestly, what makes me the happiest is seeing other people happy. And mm-hmm. I think you would agree with that if you really think about it. Like, I'm the guy that, if I buy a gift for you, I have to give it to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because what makes me the happiest is seeing you excited or surprised or happy. So that's mine.
Okay.
Let's see. What else?
So these are like open-ended questions. I don't get choices on these.
Oh, no, yeah, no. I like this. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pizza.
Now, do you think with that answer, and I'm not trying to...
Like, I think I know where you're going to go with it, but...
Like, do you get the... And I'm good with what you say. Do you get the choices of any type of pizza, or do you have to agree with one pizza?
That's kind of why... Because that might change my answer, because that's kind of why I said pizza, is because, I mean, I could have a, you know, pepperoni pizza, or a veggie pizza, or a chicken bacon ranch pizza, or, like, whatever pizza I wanted. So I don't know. I was thinking I could have any kind of pizza.
Okay. And I'm good with that. I would say ribeye steak.
Really?
Yeah, I could eat a well-cooked ribeye, the only thing I eat for the rest of my life.
Really?
Because if all I ate was ribeyes, my life would probably be over in the next 2 to 3 years. So, but I could. That would be
because,
mine.
Because, I mean, if I get pizza, I'm getting my... You know, I mean, I can get vegetables.
A full balance,
I mean,
yeah.
If I get the Hawaiian, I got some pineapple in there. I mean, that's a fruit.
Yeah, that's true.
I get bread.
If you could win a lifetime supply of anything, what would you want it to be?
Lifetime money. Is that a choice?
No, that doesn't work.
A lifetime supply of. Beverages.
Yeah, that's where I was gonna go to. So
I mean, I don't know, that would probably be one of my big
that's where I was going. So Who is the person currently alive that you would, and I'm going to change this one. Who is the person who is currently alive that you would most want to interview? Because it says on here that you'd most want to meet. But since we're a podcast,
okay,
talking anyone currently alive, who would you love to have sit in that seat across from you and us get the chance to interview?
I would probably say Kenny Chesney.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I just really
I know you're like a huge fan.
I'm definitely a huge fan of Kenny Chesney. And so I just think I would be interested in just like his story. I mean, he's obviously when he started back, I don't know, probably in the 90s. I mean, I mean, just to see kind of, you know, how he came about, how he got started. Obviously, he kind of has gone through the whole like Beach, you know, albums and what kind of took him that direction. I guess just kind of his thoughts or his journey through everything. And he's still, you know, I went with some friends here a couple weeks ago to a Kenny Chesney concert. I mean, like, he is still, you know, doing the concerts, and I mean, it was great. So just kind of his journey through all that. So that would be probably mine. You?
Barack Obama.
Okay.
Hands down.
And Michelle.
Oh, if I could have them both, I'd love it. And for me, it's not a political thing. It's not a,
right.
Just, you know, again, when I look at who I really want to interview, I want somebody that I could do hours upon hours
even over Howard Stern.
That's a tough one, but yeah, I would probably lean toward Obama because the presidency has always intrigued me.
Right.
And to hear his stories about being in the White House and doing 8 years and all of the things and kind of how that works, I would probably lean towards Obama. I would love to sit down and interview Howard Stern.
Well, because I think Howard Stern would be interesting just because he has interviewed so many people, like even just asking, I mean, even minus the whole, which I'll ask in a second, but even minus the whole, like how he became the person that he is, like, and, you know, just as popular and famous as he is.
Well, he's reinvented himself.
Right. I mean, just with everything, I think you could spend so much time just asking him about his interviews, the people he's interviewed. Who's your favorite interview?
He's got a great new book coming out all about it.
Does he really?
Yeah. He chose his favorite interviews, the best interviews he feels he's ever done. And he's got the transcript in there, but he also kind of gives you a preview. It like talks about why he thought it and all that. So yeah, he's got a new book coming out. I think in June. I think it's June that it comes out. May or June, because it was around Father's Day. He thought it was the perfect type of Father's Day gift.
Which, by the way, I do have a question. What's the movie that is his like journey?
Howard Stern's Private Parts.
Private Parts. Okay. We were talking about it at lunch one day and I'm like, I have seen it because you had made me sit and watch, like we watched it one night.
I didn't like physically hold
down. I know, but we watched it one day, but I couldn't remember the name of it.
All right. What is, what crazy thing do you want to try someday?
I'm not all about crazy.
No, you're pretty bland and boring.
What crazy thing do I want to try someday? I don't even know. What about you? I really don't even know what to.
I would probably say like travel to somewhere like really out there. I mean, like, what I'm saying is like, not like your normal travel destinations. Like, I would love to go to Russia or Cuba.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, I'd love to go to Cuba. But, you know, go somewhere that's maybe not as...
Not,
you know,
the norm.
Yeah, I'm not interested in, like, North Korea and maybe being arrested.
yeah.
But, like, somewhere kind of out there would be kind of be my crazy thing. And I know there's probably some people that are like, that's not crazy at all. But that is definitely.
Yeah.
Nothing for you?
I'll go with you, I guess. That can be my crazy thing. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm like, I don't even do... Heck, I don't do crazy stuff unless it's with you.
let's see. Would you? Oh, this is a good one. Because I actually, yours is not a choice here. Would you rather never have to clean a bathroom again or never have to do dishes again? Can you guess what I said? I know what yours
I'm
would
sure
be.
I'm sure that you were thinking that mine would be never do laundry again.
I don't think you mind doing the laundry.
Folding,
I would just say folding
the laundry. That's very true. I don't mind doing the laundry. I just, if I don't fold it right away, it will sit there for a week I have to do the laundry again.
Yeah, it just gets moved into the dirty.
Let's see. So never clean a toilet or never do dishes?
Never clean a bathroom.
Oh, bathroom. I would say probably never clean a bathroom. I don't mind doing dishes.
See, I think about this totally different. I would 100% say never have to do dishes again.
Because you got to do it daily.
Yeah, dishes are daily.
That's true. Even
if I clean a bathroom once a week, I only got to worry about it once
that's
a week.
That's true. That's true. That's a good thought. That was definitely smarter thinking than me.
Let's see.
Scrolling through your 57 things.
I am. I'm going to ask you this one. This is funny to me. What seemed normal in your family when you were growing up but seems weird now?
Seemed normal in my family when I was growing up but weird now. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. What do you have?
Well, I would say for you, I think it's weird that your family never went on vacations that didn't circle around a cow show.
Yeah.
So that would be something I think is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about my family? What is something that you see that you think my family is weird that...
I don't know. What is that? I don't know.
You don't have anything for me?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're pretty normal.
What do you think for your family?
For my family, I think we are very. I would say this. I think we are very uncensored.
I
think it's weird now. I just think that. That's my family. I mean, I think we are very uncensored. We say what we think. We say what we feel. There's a lot of curse words.
That's probably true. So I could see that because, I mean, probably like the first few times that I was around, especially like a lot of your family, I mean, well, any of your family, I mean, like that was something that is way different than my family, I guess.
Yeah.
In
so
that
I,
sense.
That would probably. If,
so I can see that.
If I had to say something, that would probably be it.
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right, before I move on to my last thing that I had for us tonight, I know you were frantically looking for things. So did you come up with anything that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I have one that I think you will be very interested in.
Oh, great. Are we going to talk about the toll roads and if...
Stop.
You won't believe this, but on the 57 great conversation starters, that was not on there.
I think it should be, though. I mean, I'm telling you what, 3 weeks later and we are still talking about it. The one thing that I think that you will be really interested in is it says Reese's is freezing peanut butter Easter eggs for the summer.
So you can get them in the summer?
Yeah, it says, it says usually Reese's releases Halloween pumpkins, Christmas trees, and Easter eggs. And so Reese's has announced they will re-release the frozen peanut butter eggs in the summer because it is halfway until the pumpkin versions come out. But it says while you won't be able to get them in a store, you can instead win them by looking at Reese's social media to claim a batch of the 30. This says batch of 36 eggs. And it says their website is only open until April 19th, which is today. So if you probably should get on there and log on and put your name in. But I thought that was interesting that they're freezing them so that you could get them.
I like that idea.
I mean, which I think a lot of people I won't say a lot of people, but I think some people, including ourselves, usually get some and freeze them so that you can still eat them here. I mean, heck, I did that with the Christmas trees. I mean, just all of them. So we can get them and eat them the next. Of course, they only last like a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they last till like July, but, you know.
All right. So have you heard the song that Old Town Road?
I don't think so.
Okay. Have you heard about it?
Don't think so.
Okay. This is Lil Nas X.
Oh, I heard the kids talking about it.
And Billy Ray Cyrus.
But I have not heard it.
So I'm going to go ahead and play it. Okay. I haven't heard it either.
The kids were trying to get me to play it like last week.
So I don't even know if there's like words in this that are not good or not. So
I don't either.
But I'm going to play it. There's probably going to be an ad. Okay. Well, I'm going to try it again.
Let's ad, no music.
Huh. Let's see here. That should be coming through. Computer is turned up. Let's try it like this. I'll see if I can find it on here.
Yeah, so I don't know. The other day, though, we were playing. Usually on Fridays, I play music while they're working and while students are working on their assignment or whatever, and they kept trying to get me to play it, and I'm like...
All right, here we go. You ready?
I had never heard it.
There's the ad.
This is the family who booked the trip.
So that's an ad.
Which led to new adventures and turned moments into
Trip
memories.
Advisor, maybe?
With flights, hotels, activities, and more.
Ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
I mean, this is the guy that did Achy Breaky Heart.
Riding on a track,
that's helping
sing all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, but riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell
Cowboy
me
Cowboy hat from
nothing.
Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
Can't tell me nothing.
Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
God knows why he gets up the rhyme.
I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Wow. I think I'm going to play that for the kids next time to see what everyone else thinks about that. I want to see their opinion.
So give me your review.
Oh, my gosh. Like, number one, I mean, is this supposed to be on the country station?
I have no idea.
Number one, I don't think it's a country song at all, other than the fact that they're talking about riding on a horse. And I don't even know what other words. The words. I think, like, I didn't even, like, if obviously minus.
Let me see if I can find the lyrics.
It's not a country song, I wouldn't say, but the I don't mind, like, the beat and stuff like with that, but the words I thought were hilarious. Like, just funny. I mean, they said something about sports bras on there.
Here's the first chorus. I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Hat is matte black. Got the boots that's black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch now. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her. My life is a movie. Bull riding. Cowboy hat from Gucci. Wrangler on my booty.
Like, I don't, like, it doesn't even make sense. It's like just randomly was like, I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, that was out of control. That was so out of control. I cannot believe that.
Let me see. Because I want to see if I can get it. Let's see. That was so much better that neither one of us had ever heard it. Because I really had.
I hadn't either.
I just had seen about it.
What's the name of it again?
Old Town Road. Okay, so this is Keith Urban doing a cover of Old Town Road.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, got another ad. Waiting for the ad. Waiting for the ad. Doot. Da, 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 da. Okay, here we go. Whoops. Let's see. So, I still think my favorite line, though, is cowboy hat from Gucci, got Wrangler on my booty. I mean, where do you come up with this? So this is Keith Urban, famous country musician, performing Old Town Road.
I hope he does the rap part too.
He's playing a banjo.
Even better.
Is attached, hat is matte black, got the boots is black and match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing.
I just don't think the words make sense.
They don't. Actual song. That's Old Town Road.
What is the? Do you have the lyric still?
Yeah.
What's the sports bra lyric? It's really not.
It's, well, I can't find it on here. Let me see if I can.
I'm just really confused about that one.
Let's see here. Oh, I don't think it is sports bra.
That's what it sounded like.
It did. I agree. It's
oh gosh.
Hat down, cross Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spent a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi. Oh, it is. Baby, I'm sorry, because the next line I saw sports car, so I thought.
Okay.
So that's how we rhyme. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. So I don't know what Fendi sports bras are.
I don't either.
Riding down rodeo, which I think should be rodeo, in my Maserati sports car. This is Billy Ray Cyrus's part. Got no stress. I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I want to ride till I can't no more. So let's see what a Fendi sports bra is.
Must be really expensive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How much?
$699.
Oh, that's stupid.
Right there. $690.
Oh, my gosh. It has F's on it.
I mean,
what in the world?
All right. We are at over an hour. So
oh, my gosh.
I'm going to end on Fendi sports bras.
I guess so.
Because I've got...
if it's $690, you're not wearing a shirt over top of it to cover it up.
I've got...
Unless it's $1,000.
I've got a cowboy hat from Gucci and Wrangler on my booty. So
I know,
I'm,
right?
I'm ending on that note. Again, thank you guys for listening. We've got some good shows coming up. I know you've got a guest coming on. We got the King of the Hobos and Queen of the Hobos.
Yeah.
Two people who have actually jumped trains their whole life. So we're going to talk about hobo culture. That one will not be on Facebook Live. We're going to keep that just as an audio one, just to keep everybody's identity under wraps. Yeah. But it is 100% authentic. We've got Liz Freeman coming on sometime here in the future. She's going to be talking about her mortuary and funeral director business. She is also a coroner in Lawrence County. She is also a huge true crime podcast listener. So we're going to talk about some of the major true crime
podcasts. I want to get her opinion, or like I'm going to have my notebook and write down what podcasts to listen to, because I like that kind of stuff.
So we're I'm excited to kind of talk to her about what she listens to, what she likes, what some of those things are. So that whole episode, if you are not into true crime podcast, just don't tune in.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but there's no reason to.
I like
So some exciting things coming up here. You know, check out our other shows again, Wednesday nights on Facebook Live. Thursday they come out throttled up. Tuesday night is Hoosier Hardwoods Live. So check out those other shows if you're interested. And again, thank you for joining us. And Callie, thanks for being a part.
Yep. See ya.